Today's gospel reading, Jesus has an unforgettable story about a servant who owed the king a huge amount of money. When the note came due, the servant was unable to pay and begged for more time. Whereupon the king had mercy and forgave the entire debt. Then that same servant went out and dealt harshly with a fellow servant who owed him a mere pittance. When word of this got back to the king, he reinstated the forgiven debt and had the unmerciful servant thrown into prison. Jesus pointed out that we are all hopelessly in debt. Sometimes our mean and selfish way of living has accumulated a moral deficit that we can never repay. The only hope of recovery that any of us has is for someone to step forward and cancel the debt. And that is what God has done. He has taken our moral note and written across the face of it, forgiven, canceled, no longer owed. But to fully comprehend the story that Jesus told, we must remove it from its monetary setting. Obviously, his concern was not the owing and paying of money, but Jesus was talking about relationships, what people do to each other and to God. And that is the area where sins are committed and debts are accumulated. The only solution is forgiveness. And God has done that for you and me. And so have a lot of other people. Each of us is that servant who one moment was hopelessly in debt, and the next moment heard the good news that the debt has been paid in full. In the Our Father, one of our most common prayers in our church, Jesus taught his disciples to pray for a number of things: the coming of God's kingdom, the receiving of our daily bread, forgiveness of our sins, and deliverance from evil. Of those petitions, only one has a condition attached to it. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And as the psalmist says, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. So if we celebrate those qualities in Jesus, should we not try to do the same ourselves? God love you.